Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin El-Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey, Jay Skills, Big Jerv, and Juju Gotti. We've got a great show for you guys today. First week of 2024, and I think this episode is going to blow y'all minds. It's a great episode. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. It's new and improved. We added a new pod, the OG pod, coming to you every week. We just had one last week. We talked about John Morant and all that stuff. Don't want to miss that. We got the Cinephobe special edition episodes. I know you haven't listened to them all. We still got some of them that you haven't listened to. They're getting unlocked one by one. If you have listened to them, guess what? We do the Cinephobe Rewatchingtons. That's right. rewatch movies, and you guys are interactive. You're in the chat with us. You are dropping your jokes and your observations. You don't want to miss that. Plus the Discord and so much more. It's the Count the Dings Patreon. Count the Dings Patreon. Patreon.com/countthedings. Yes. All right. But like Cat Williams, this is what I want to understand, right? Comedians talk shit about each other constantly. Constantly. That's their little shit that they do. Mm-hmm. Right now, one of the most hated comedians behind the scenes is fucking Matt Rife. And the reason why they hate this nigga is because all the bitches want to fuck him. Literally, that's the entire source of the hatred is who the fuck he think he is, all these bitches. Oh, all your fans and bitches and shit like that. I'm like, yo, that's like a crazy ass reason to hate on someone. But it happens. That's normal. It's natural. As is the accusation, this nigga stole my jokes, right? What I don't understand is why people who are not in the comedy world, and I'm as close to that shit as possible, and I'm not in the comedy world. Why the fuck y'all care so much? Like, they care so much about what Cat Williams said, and then stupidly, they believe everything the nigga say. Look, I'm gonna say this right now. Cat Williams, funny as shit. Hilarious. Great delivery. When he talks shit, he talks it at a high level. But to believe everything he's saying, when the nigga said to you, I read...
What percentage do you believe of what he's the podcast?
I haven't heard the whole thing because I can't listen to 2 hours of this nigga lying. 70. And shit.
It's like 3 hours almost.
It's three.
I would say probably 25-30%.
Wow.
I had it at 70%.
You got 70%.
I believe around 80%.
Yeah. I mean truth. I mean, it like the fact that regardless of what you think about what people are reacting to, he does have fucking receipts on a lot of the shit that he said, right? And he's also had a lot of comics come out and back up a lot of the stuff that he said. So I'm not a lot, a good portion of the stuff, a sizable amount.
Give me an example. Give me an example of something that he said that was like, oh shit,
He said that Steve Harvey didn't stop doing comedy because he just wanted to stop. He could stop doing comedy because I embarrassed his ass on stage and I called him every this and the third on stage and I was way more funnier than him. I was better than him. And I was like, that sound like a cap lie. But yeah, the video came out. They posted
I'm not talking about did he go on stage and embarrass Steve Harvey.
Yeah,
I'm talking about, you think Steve Harvey quit comedy because of that?
Well, no.
I think Steve Harvey quit comedy because he wasn't funny no more. And it was a lot of niggas around. That's what I'm saying. Like, he a self-proclaimed king of comedy. Once you win king of comedy, you can't steal jokes.
I'll say this. We're missing one part. We're missing one part.
A wig.
Go ahead.
So, back to Juju, he did smoke him in the Detroit thing, right? Because there's even another thing that... I can't even think of bruh name Uncle Leroy. He came and told a whole another story
Don,
of hop.
Don DC Curry.
Yeah.
DC
right.
Curry. DC
we talked
Curry
about this said, last week, right?
So DC Curry actually just talked about how they were in the mall and Cat Williams' kids wanted an autograph from Stephen Harvey. And he said no. So then the kids came back to Cat Williams and said, tell him your dad's Cat Williams. They went back and Steve was like, who the fuck is Cat Williams? Then they came back and then from there.
Rightfully so though at that point in time because he wasn't Cat Williams yet.
But Steve Harvey knew that nigga.
Yeah, he was being disrespectful.
Okay.
Then he goes back. He says, fine. All right. Leave that man alone. Let him go on about his business, right? So the Detroit thing, full circle moment with Juju's talking about, he gets invited. Steve Harvey's like, all right, bro, you've done what you need to do. You've earned your way to come on. But instead of it being an opener, he burst him. He was that confident, like, yo, I'm Steve Harvey. Right. I do this shit, my nigga.
Right.
Fuck it. Ain't no way nobody gonna outstage me. And he actually got him, right?
Right.
Cool. But the part that Amin chimed in when Juju was telling this part is that he's not saying, because of that, he quit the comedies part. He was talking about he quit as far as like, oh, I couldn't do movies because I had seven shows going, right? Now, obviously, if you really look at the trajectory of most comedians, right, and you look at the range of where the trajectory of career or where niggas want to go, right? They start, they do all the comedy clubs, they buzz, they get the specials, then they potentially get invites and they get these like small movie roles, and then they go and get their own shit, right? That's the next thing. That never happened really for Steve Harvey, right?
But Trey,
I'm not saying that.
But that's my point. It's like, I wish I could quit something and be as actually I did quit some shit and be a success. But no, but real talk, it's like it's insane to me to say like, oh, first of all, to say I made a nigga quit, that ain't happened. Like, you ain't make that nigga quit. But also,
that's cabbage.
Yeah, it's just,
I mean, you gotta, that's the seasoning.
Right. You gotta add.
It was a set.
Here's the thing. We understand that, but the majority of people react to this shit. Don't they think this nigga literally went, oh, like, I can't do comedy anymore. Cat's too funny. I gotta try something else. That's what they think. Like, come on, man. Let's not be silly.
That's why we're here for that.
Right. I got a response for what Amin is saying. So my biggest I want to start us off by saying Cat Williams is a legend. He's hilarious.
Yep.
He's smart as fuck.
He's Mitch Richmond.
And he's let me finish. We're not gonna go there, Trey. Let me finish. But the most interesting thing about this to me, kind of what Amin is saying, is the public's reaction. And I think it's even more interesting when you know that Cat Williams has said a lot of this stuff before on the internet, like word for word, bar for bar. And so the interesting part is, it's really just the change of medium and the way that it's produced and promoted and distributed that it got this reaction. And it really
gave us a set.
Right. But it's, well, I wouldn't go that far because a lot of this shit was not jokes. Most of it is gossip. So my two biggest things is, we are in a very less masculine part of society right now, where everybody is feeding off of gossip. And like, obviously we're on a podcast, but like podcast shit, we're not gossiping, but you know, that's the people are not watching that interview for the jokes. They're watching it for the gossip and who he's talking about, and he don't fuck with this nigga and that nigga. And so people are really tied into that. The other side is niggas love conspiracy theories and all kind of other shit where you could go do a deep dive on YouTube and all this, this and that. So niggas is tied into this whole notion of like Illuminati, and you know, he mentions
that's
like
that's,
but bro, that's a large part, bro. If you look at all of this shit, people are talking about the Illuminati, the Epstein list.
You imagine the Illuminati being like, we need Steve Harvey.
No, right, the Illuminati, right. he said the craziest shit he said, and it's funny.
Him or Luda.
Let me move on. I just want to say the funny, because Cat Williams takes it as a joke, and the unfortunate part is people take it serious. He made the joke saying that the Illuminati had him and Ludacris in a meeting and decided on which one of them was going to be in the Fast and Furious movies. The fact that niggas took that as a serious thing and acted like it was a real Illuminati meeting, which I would just want the black people just to release ourselves from the clutches of Illuminati talk, please. that's my dying word. You know
what I'm saying? Bruh, I think that, look, the reason that it's getting traction, or to me, the reason I care about what he's saying about Steve and said, because these are kings of comedy. If somebody come in here and say, I'm T.I., I'm the king of the South, and I happen to rap in the South, hey, brother, nah, fuck that. I'm gonna be on your ass, pause, the whole time trying to make sure people know I'm the real one. You feel me? So I feel like you can't call yourself the king of comedy, be wearing a goddamn toupee, be goddamn trying to get your best friend's job, Bernie Mac. You can't be stealing jokes if you're the king of comedy. Like, bro, this is pertinent information.
I'm gonna be 100% real. That shit came out when they called them niggas the kings of comedy, and we all knew them niggas wasn't the kings of comedy. That shit was just the name of the fucking movie. Ain't nobody was like, the best comedians out there are Steve Harvey.
Advertising. It was good advertising.
Bernie was considered one of the best out.
Bernie was considered one of the best out. Steve Harvey had a funny show. Sed was a supporting cast member on the show. And then who was the fourth nigga? Oh, DL
was killing. He keep respect on DL name. That's why. That's my point. How come he got shit to say, but he keep respect on DL name? He keep respect on Bernie name. Some of this shit, I'm not saying everything he's saying true, but some of that shit that he's saying is like lame of them niggas even be a part of stealing jokes and cutting out. But
let me ask you this. Because I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not a comedian, right? I think I'm funny. I'm not a comedian. Niggas been stealing. Nick,
that's the line. The eye roll is crazy.
The whole I'm funny. That's what you're supposed to say.
Go ahead, brother.
And Jerm, if you wanna up the disrespect, you say I'm not a comedian, but yo ho thinks I'm funny. That's when you want to get disrespectful.
So niggas have been stealing. Naysayers have been stealing jokes since the beginning of time, right? And by stealing jokes, you hear a joke. We do it as human beings. You hear a story someone else tells, and then you might tell it in a different way or you know what I mean, add something to it or whatever the case may be to make the story funny. Now, we tend to say, yo, my man said or my people said or whatever the case may be. But I feel like in comedy, you don't really gotta do that, especially if you're adding to the joke, right? Like, I'm not on either side, but like
stealing bars. Imagine me taking one of Jay-Z lines and then calling it my own.
But niggas do that all the time.
I know what you mean, I'm not a king of rap.
But Juju, here's the difference. It's almost never the smaller act stealing the bigger act shit. It's always the bigger act stealing the smaller act shit because the belief is, well, niggas ain't never gonna hear him.
Right.
So no one's gonna be like
Sensazione.
How do you say
it's extensazione.
That's not right.
It is. I went to go see the movie, bro, because I was really fucking that shit up. It's extensazione.
But let me get the X's.
It's supposed to be like X-rated type shit. You know what I mean? Three X's. Let me get the train back on the rails. Now we're gonna play a game. Cap, truth, and like just adding putting dubs on it, right? So yeah. I got a couple notes that was from this 3 hour because Amin didn't see it, but I don't think Amin's gonna watch the rest of it anyway. No, so it doesn't matter. All right. And we'll determine what do you believe and what you don't believe. Okay.
Okay.
Now, despite video footage or not, just say all right.
Go ahead and do it.
All right. So
no. I know where you're going.
No, I'm not. I'm chilling. So Cat Williams said hold on, bro. He read 3,000 books at 8 years old.
Who's it on?
You got a point to niggas, right?
I think we just supposed to say.
Everybody
answer.
Yeah, okay.
Cap. I'm going so cap.
3,000 books. That's a lot of books.
Super cap. I mean, okay. you know them big ass caps that people motherfuckers be wearing now? That's what that shit is.
All right.
For you to have access to 3,000 books, that puts you in the tax bracket. Or you just a library, or you live in the library. I don't know.
Look, 3,000 books is 8 books a day, every fucking day. So one of two things. Either we're talking about 8-7, right? Either we're talking about this nigga read Cat in the Hat.
That's what I'm saying.
You're not reading 8 Cat in the Hats every day, though.
He did this for 3 years straight.
It's super cap. Sidebar. Steve Harvey was never funny. Nobody ever thought Steve Harvey was funny. I just want to make sure that everybody.
I'm not gonna say that.
Nobody, bro. We went to comedy. Niggas knew he was not funny. That's why he opened the show. Everybody knew that, bro.
Jason, understand what I'm saying. I'm not saying this nigga was fucking Richard Pryor.
Yeah,
it's like when people say Kevin Hart's not funny.
Jay Farrow.
Hey, we never go. This pod gonna be 3 hours. Fucking
no, I'm just saying, like,
3 hour pod.
I'm just saying, like, you can say someone isn't the funniest, But like, these niggas is funny, man. Like, you're not gonna go.
Yeah, he was the least funny, and he was also not
them four. Sure.
Yeah, and also not funny enough to be considered a king of anything. Like, nobody ever thought Steve Harvey was the king of anything.
Niggas give themselves nicknames all the time.
Yo, this is what I'm trying to tell you. I mean, like, you in a different. Like,
I was there. I went. I saw that shit in the theater.
I did too. And nobody ever.
That's what I'm telling y'all. This one second. You saw it in the theater, but the way that I know James Brown, the way that I know Wilt Chamberlain's career, I'm just seeing what the highlights is. And if ESPN keep telling me he was the best, it's this younger generation that actually think that, oh, Steve Harvey was a king of comedy. Not because they were misinformed, just because they see that shit on the tape. They're like, oh, you know what I mean? Placebo.
Let me ask y'all this. Whitney Houston called Bobby Brown the king of R&B.
He was.
Do y'all think he was the king of R&B?
Okay.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
But that's different. Right?
No, but I'm just saying. Okay. But the nigga walking around calling for the king of R&B. Now, does that mean fucking Bobby Brown ain't had shit? Fuck out of here. Don't be cool. That whole album, first beginning to end, is fucking mother bangers. But I'm not going to sit here and actually believe the nigga's the king of R&B.
It's just some shit. If you feel like Cat Williams, for real. You sound exactly like Cat Williams.
Hold up. Speaking of Cat Williams, we should go back to Trey's game to get the I want to play more Cat.
If you're a king of comedy, I seen Bill Burr doing movies and shit for 20 years, and he just put out a comedy special. These fuck niggas ain't put out a comedy special in 10 years. So, I salute the Cat, bro. Y'all got to sway
back. That's my nigga. Yo. Yeah, you my nigga, Juju. My naysayer. You my naysayer.
All right, bro. Look, we back. Can Cat Williams run a 4-4 in the 40?
Cap.
What's the terrain?
Big cap.
What's the terrain, bro?
Well,
the Memphis Grizzlies practice court.
No, that was 30 yards. University.
Yes, Memphis University.
Oh, my bad.
That nigga ran
How many yards do y'all think that was, though? Real talk.
That was 30.
That was a 4-4-30. So what is he running? What is he running the actual 40 in?
Probably like a 5-5-1. That's pretty damn good for a fucking 52.
Okay.
5-4? Okay. That's pretty good for a 52-year-old.
Right.
We're not saying if it's still
good. It was a performance, bro. He was putting seasoning on it. No one talks about it if he says, yo, I can run a 5-8, yo.
I'm just on y'all for taking it serious. This is my whole game.
Who took it serious?
Y'all are saying it's a 4-4. He runs.
You
naysayers.
Bro. Bro, it was a funny clip, my nigga.
It's all jokes. I'm not taking none of this serious. Like,
I'm gonna just say this.
R is crazy.
I'm just saying this. We all five of us here understand that this nigga was joking. He was making points, but making them in a funny way, right? So we all understand.
Yes.
Having said that, the game we're playing is cap or no cap, not was he joking or not. So that's all we're doing here. We know it was all
So here we go. Back to, the question. Back to the question. Okay. Steve Harvey stole Mark Curry's jokes. His whole swag.
No cap.
That's real. That's real.
Okay.
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 Yeah, I saw Mark Curry say, like, hey, you like bitch ass take why you rich enough. Why you take my shit? You don't need my shit. Also, but now here's a I don't know if you have this question on your list, Trey, but let me throw it out there. Steve Harvey not only stole his joke, but stole the concept of his TV show. Because remember hanging with Mr. Cooper, but instead of a basketball player, he was a music, he was in a band or whatever.
Right, and instead
I'm gonna go no cap on that.
Romeo and Bullethead.
Are you going? No, I mean, I'm sorry, cap.
I'm sorry, cap. I want to say cap on that.
I kind of feel you, Jerry, because I feel like it's a lot of similar shows. Like most sitcoms follow the same basic tenet.
Yeah.
So it's like to say that he stole. It wasn't like he had a little daughter at the house and was the, you know what I'm saying, whatever, like Mark Curry. It was very, you know what I'm saying, like, oh, the nigga works at a school, like he's an ex whatever, like,
right?
Okay,
well, I mean, I think
10 shows like that, I'm sure.
Well, are there 10 shows where a nigga was an ex famous for some other shit and now he has to teach at a school? But I guess
living with the two Johns though, so
To back up your point, Jason, I guess you could say that Eastbound and Down is the same shit.
That's what I'm saying. It's a common trope in just film and TV shit. So it's like,
okay. Watch one season of Entourage. Everything's the same that comes on Ari Gold's plate, yo.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Everything's the same.
That's why I even on the whole like Hollywood shit, the nigga saying Harvey Weinstein. First, he said he got offered $50 million four times.
Hold on. That might be part of the game. Hold on, Jay. That might be part of the game. Let me back up before I step on toes.
Sorry, Trey.
Jay, we trying to play the game.
You naysayers.
I got four questions. I don't
can't take naysayers anywhere.
Naysayers going naysay.
All right. Did Harvey Weinstein offered to suck Cat Williams' dick in front of a group of white people.
No cap.
No, no cap. That's no cap.
Because he said it.
Jerv. I get it. We all understand he's joking. He's being funny. Jerv. Every single Harvey Weinstein story is him perving out on women. You think the one gay, all the shit that's come out on this nigga, the one gay story is Cat Williams? He wants fucking Cat Williams to suck his dick among, or was it?
Let's not put that on Cat. It was the other way around. He did not ask Cat.
He wanted to suck Cat Williams' dick.
I think we've all answered. I feel like we've all answered.
No, let me just say, because I think
this is a wild one to dive into.
I think what happened was, and it's probably true but not true, is that this nigga Harvey Weinstein was at a spot, whatever, with him, and was like, "Oh man, I love this motherfucker so much, I'll suck his dick right now."
Can that be the clip? No, Jason, I don't think Jason's doing like, because he's like one of them white boys.
Yeah, you know, one of them crazy white dudes.
Yeah, bro, I think right now this thing is on fire, man. This thing's sitting right here, bro. Juju in the background, yo. Jerv, make Juju the main screen real quick. Look, just zoom in right here.
I don't. Okay, hold up.
You do it all. What do you mean you don't know how to do it? You do this shit all the time.
So disappointed.
Y'all are kind of wild with this shit right now.
Oh my god.
I'm just saying from an Ari Gold Entourage standpoint. I watched a lot of Entourage. I've been in Hollywood. I know what niggas is be talking about. You know what I'm saying?
You know, bro.
I don't, come on, man. The jacket niggas trying to throw on you. The jacket they try to, these naysayers trying to throw on you.
Jason, did they give you one of them wives?
Oh, shit.
No, in case,
No, oh my God, and he really threw a lot of people under. I thought Ludacris' wife was cool. I didn't think.
I thought she was cool. Like I seen her.
That was
in person. Yeah. She cool.
That was kind of janky. Like
that's all right. The weakest freestyle in the world.
Yeah, that's all right. Come on, bro. No, we good, bro. We not. This is the thing. We gotta keep going, bro. We not gonna ever make it to this motherfucker because everybody got comments, bro. That's a
good, that motherfucker checked and posting it.
All right, so
man, get out of here.
Did all these comedians put on a dress and their career got better?
Yeah. Cap.
Because not every comedian.
We saw Brandon T. Jackson get online and start crying after this shit, talking about I put on the dress and I didn't win. I didn't get all this.
That's homie from Big Mama's House too.
Yeah.
Robounce
and Tropic Thunder.
Robounce. Yeah. He also said he didn't want to play the game.
Right.
So you gotta ask them, like the people that put on the dress, they also had to decide to play the game.
I'm not rolling, bro. I think some niggas just ain't the nigga. Sometimes you just ain't the nigga, dog.
Yo, Brandon T. Jackson could have played every fucking game. That nigga was not gonna be the nigga.
I got niggas just cheating on my man. Yo,
I'm just being real, man. I'm just being real. No disrespect to him. I thought he did a great job at Tropic Thunder, but
oh shit, he was in it.
I did a great job.
Yeah, remember, like, what's your girl's name? Like, what's your girl's name? Lance.
I said Nancy. And roll bounce. That nigga said, "Nigga, I'm broke."
that's one of the great fucking lines.
See, he's not forgotten, bro. He's right. A part of classic hood.
Nah, he's not forgotten. But like Jason said, that nigga, there's no game that nigga gonna play. Backgammon, Parcheesi, none of that shit. Where he was going? But I think there are. So maybe it's true. Maybe it's just the niggas that did it were fucking really talented people anyway.
Okay. Did Cat Williams turn down $450 million contracts?
Cap.
What was the nigga? The nigga said that he had a $3 million scholarship to go to Florida A&M or whatever.
That's another one. We ain't doing that one right now. That's cap. But this one, I think he
turned down four?
Over the last, I think what he's doing there is he probably turned down roles that then were later picked up by other actors, and them motherfuckers went and did the money, and he like, damn, that's another 50.
That could have been me. Okay, right. I'll take that one.
Okay.
But I'm still going to go cat, though. But that's not four times 50 million. Like, that's him projecting some other shit, and you know what I'm saying?
True that.
I've turned down. All right, the next one. Does doing freaky shit in Hollywood get you a wife with the same face?
I think that was just shooting on
talking niggas.
Shit, man.
Here's
the thing about like overall what Cat Williams shit is. I think he's doing the thing where it's like, A, why are these unfunny niggas more successful than me, who I'm way more funnier than? That's one. And the second thing he's doing is, why are these niggas who ain't even like, Luda is a rapper, this nigga ain't no actor, he ain't no fucking, never had to do material like this, so why is he getting roles? And like, again, like, all right, you know, that's a valid point on some level. And on another level, nigga, get your weight up, not your hate up.
Right, a lot of this shit too, bro. Like he said, somebody, Kevin Hart and all these folks got industry plants, bruh. Some of these folks just have good management. Some of these folks have representation that can get you in the door, and some of y'all representation can't, bro. In Illuminati, come on, manager,
and Juju, they show up all time. Because Kevin Hart talked about this shit years ago. It's like, Cat did not make it not because he didn't want to play the game or whatever. Cat didn't make it because the nigga would show up late and like treat people like shit and like and all that shit. And the other thing that he said is like, yo, every comedian, every person under me, I've tried to make them bigger. I try to blow them up. I try to put them places. Tiffany Haddish, that all these people is like,
yeah,
the motherfuckers under Cat. It's like Memphis Bleek and them niggas under Jay-Z. Like, you might get a little opportunity from being around me, but you ain't never gonna surpass me or have your own shit going on.
But I mean, I don't think that has any bearing on his success. Just like with Jay-Z, like you don't need to put all of these other little niggas on if you really that nigga. And I feel like Kat is that nigga to us, but the thing is, his professionalism kind of seemingly, from my perspective, again, I haven't been in all his meetings and all his scenarios, so I don't really fucking know.
Let me ask you a question, Jason. Do you think, like, Cat Williams is a funny nigga? Yes, we all agree on that. The nigga's hilarious.
The Chris and Neef of comedy.
Nah, come on. Yeah. No, yo, and you want to get on me?
Cat. I'm fucking around, Cat. I had a joke. I wanted to say it, Cat. That was on me.
This nigga, Juju Gotti.
This nigga, hey, Chris, a barhead, man.
What is a Juju anyway? Is it Juju?
No,
sick impersonation, man.
Yo, but the thing I'm going to say is, like, okay, Cat Williams, let's say we put you in the Kevin Hart role. You could be Kevin Hart. You ain't got to wear no dress. You ain't got to suck Harvey Weinstein's dick or whatever, right? You don't do no shit, right? Do you think this nigga could, like, play the different roles that Kevin Hart has played? Do you think this nigga could host, like, game shows and shit like Kevin? Like,
I think he could, bro.
I think he could.
I probably would watch that shit more.
But listen, but this is the issue, though, is that Cat Williams,
Bossanova, my bad.
Okay.
Kubasanova.
And we're black.
but yeah, I feel like Cat Williams could do all those roles. But it, again, I think it goes back to the professionalism of actually, like, going through everything. And that was the issue that it seemed like he was having, because he was saying, oh, I just was telling them to change little things about this, and that. And they probably like, nigga, change what? Nigga, we hired you to say these lines and do this role and show up on time and not be drunk and not be high. And Kevin Hart coming here and that nigga be smiling and clear eyed and shaking everybody's hand.
I done seen that shit. The nigga came in for South Beach Sessions and it was like a fucking machine working the room and shit. Like, niggas, he didn't even need to know who the fuck we were, but he was just like, hey, how you doing? I'm Kevin. Like, I was like, all right, nigga, like, you don't have to do that. But I'm gonna tell you who Cat Williams is. I just thought about it. Not Mitch Richmond. You know who he is? He's Paul Pierce. He's Paul Pierce looking at Dwayne Wade and saying, like, if I had all them opportunities, I'd have three championships too. And it's like, we don't say that Paul Pierce is whack or can't, or some people did, but like, that nigga's nice. Like, that nigga was a Hall of Fame top 75 player. But you're not Dwayne Wade, bro. And I don't know if Paul could have done the things Dwayne Wade did, you know, if he was in the same situation. Meaning, I don't know if it would have had the same results if you had put him in Dwayne Wade's situation. But also, I said this at the time, Paul's not the only, I have so many ball players who just, man, you think, man, if I had, man, they was trying to hate on coaches, hating on me, man, they didn't want to let me do my thing, man. Like, that shit, every fucking ball player has some fucking stories like that about how they wasn't letting him do whatever and they wasn't letting me be me. And man, if they gave me what LeBron has and they just let me do my thing. There's so many fucking ball players who are not Hall of Famers or not top 75 who fucking think like that. And I think the same is true for comedians. A lot of them look at the niggas that are number one and say, man, I'm funnier than that nigga. Man, if I had them opportunities. But the reality is, much like, hey, being LeBron is not just playing the game and then, all right, cool. It's so much extra shit on top of it that you got to do, including you could never be the controversial nigga. You got to be the motherfucker that brings people together. Even when you're controversial, it's some mild ass shit, right? Them niggas can't live. Yes, no fucking way Gilbert Arenas could have been Dwayne Wade, right? And that's not a question of Gilbert's talent. The nigga's crazy.
Right.
He's mad fucking unreliable and he does crazy ass shit, bring guns in. That's why you can
Gilbert Arenas might be the better comp for Cat Williams, honestly. Yeah. Because his talent is off the charts and the nigga's unpredictable as fuck. And it's like, I think those are the two trademark qualities of Cat Williams. But also, to your point, I mean, I think that's why so many people fuck with this interview, because they feel like that themselves, that they're the aggrieved party and that this person is not, you know, as good as they should be in their job and their position in life. And they're looking like, yeah, like, hey, I feel like that nigga. And it's like, well, this nigga's actually talented, but he shouldn't be complaining either, for real.
Cat Williams Hall of Fame, though, bro. Gil not. This is, this is a great, this is a classic episode, instant classic for 2024. I'm not gonna lie.
For sure, man. For sure. We've off to a bang this season. Pause if necessary.
It's too late for the pauses, bro. The pause has been thrown out.
You should not be worried about that pause right there, okay?
That was just recalled pause patrol,
bro. Oh, man. Patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're getting all the extra content. We're doing brought back the OG pod last week to talk about the Ja Morant story that Tom wrote about. So we're going to be doing that regularly from now on. So make sure you're locked in for that. And everything else for Trey, for Jason, for Jer, for Juju. I'm Amino Hassan, reminding you to stay black, naysayers.